With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities continue investigating what is being called an ISIS-related terrorism matter in the largest city in America.
Over the weekend, two men caught with IEDs near the New York City mayor's residence during protests and counter-protests. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says these devices could have killed people if they had gone off.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
She says Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi are under arrest. They were counter-protesting conservative influencer Jake Lang's Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City rally.
At this time, we do not have any information that connects this investigation to what's going on overseas in Iran.
Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Danon says Israel will continue to target the leadership of Iran's regime.
Changing the men at the top does not change the regime. It is the same ideology, the same nuclear ambitions, the same ballistic missiles, the same terror proxies. For us, nothing changed. My advice to Tehran's new leadership: look at what happened to those who thought they could threaten the U.S. and Israel.
Danon, speaking to reporters and continued the U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran, he was joined by several women's rights activists from Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump says he expects the war to be over very soon.
Very soon. Look, everything they have is gone, including their leadership. In fact, there are two levels of leadership, and even actually, as it turns out, more than that. But two levels of leadership are gone. Most people have never even heard about the leaders that they're talking about. So it's obviously been very, very powerful, very effective.
And this is SRN News. Evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
London police say four men arrested on suspicion of aiding Iran by spying on the Jewish community. Metropolitan police say the suspects, one Iranian and three dual British-Iranian nationals, taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. Britain's campaign against anti-Semitism says it is very grateful to police for stopping that plot. This is SRN News. Well, the market's staging a big comeback after some earlier losses.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after shaking off a big early loss as crude oil prices pulled back after spiking to their highest level in 4 years. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 239 points. That's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.4%. It was the latest turbulence to hit markets as investors try to assess how long the war with Iran will last and what impact it could have on the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Seth Sutel, New York.
Justice Department reaching a settlement in its antitrust suit against Ticketmaster and parent company, California-based Live Nation Entertainment. It will free, or rather force, Live Nation to give up control of 13 amphitheaters. The case alleged there was an illegal monopoly over live events in the U.S. More details, srnnews.com.